Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on one of my columns. This one was co-written with my good friend, Professor David E. Weber, and it's called Constructive Criticism. Are today's millennials too thin-skinned to handle it? It turns out that this column has struck a nerve. The comments have been really intense, and I welcome you to go to BruceSalen.com and comment away. But I've also been totally amused by the fact that a couple women have accused me of being sexist based on something I said at the very end of the column. So I would love you to weigh in with your opinions. And if you agree, go for it. If you don't agree, come to my defense. But I love having the dialogue. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceSalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of goodies for you. I am doing the show today remotely. I am happily in the offices of the Canyon Ski Resort in Park City, Utah, where I am spending a couple weeks skiing, and it's incredible. Today I actually skied some fresh tracks first thing in the morning before I came to the office here to do the radio show, and it was an incredible amount of fun. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are almost at 5,000 likes. Help me get there. I want to get that milestone. And then, of course, being a guy, I'll just want to get to the next milestone and want 10,000. But for now, let's hit 5,000. The other thing I would encourage you to do, and really would appreciate it, if you would go to the homepage at BruceSalen.com and sign up to receive my newsletter. All you'll get is a weekly newsletter. You won't get any spam or any other solicitations. There you go. Today, our guests are Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. Holly Flanders is a special guest who's the former ski Olympian and World Cup champion, and we have Dr. Jennifer Weberman for the Women's Room. We're having a discussion on this very topic tonight about our kids' ability to handle criticism at Dad Chat. So those of you listening live in Santa Barbara, I hope you will join us. Those of you that are listening on a delay on the weekend, as my listeners do in Wisconsin, Alaska, and Ohio, Dad Chat is every Thursday. If you miss this one, don't worry. We have another great one coming up next week. In fact, next week's is about patience. Not something that usually goes very well with parenting. And yet, being patient in all aspects of life, at least in this guy's opinion, usually is a good trait to possess. I think sometimes impatience is good, but not when it comes to parenting. The new Because I Said So comic strip will be out tomorrow, that's Friday, and it's simply called Louis Vuitton. And you can guess what the dad character reacts to when the subject of buying Louis Vuitton comes up in the household. And the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is yet another very cool ski video. There's a run at the Canyon Ski Resort that's called the Canis Lupus, and it's a mile-long, narrow, sort of natural half-pipe. And I've been doing it regularly, and just it's wild and incredible. And this particular time, I did it holding my poles in one hand, my gloves, and my iPhone in another while I tried to video it. So it was not an easy task, and you can watch the video in the I'm Not That Dad section at BruceAllen.com. You know, I think I always forget our life lessons, so Richard, if we're ready, let's listen to another Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to action.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Politically correct lies number 3, race matters. We still hear all too often that things happen in our world based on race. I assert that is rare today. Race doesn't matter. We elected a black president. I don't really think most people thought about whether he was black or not. They just thought about whether he'd make a good president. The Tea Party is a bunch of racist rednecks. Another politically correct lie. If you go to any Tea Party rally, you will see true diversity. The only people that say that they are racist rednecks are the left-wing media. Time magazine names protester person of the year. Well, Time magazine did it when they did that. For me, they have cemented their place as no longer a magazine of quality journalism. I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Find me at BruceSalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, Dad's Point of View.
I love being politically incorrect, and that life lesson was yet again another example of the political correctness in our world really turning things upside down. So let me ask you a question. When you were young and you were a kid and a teacher reprimanded you, did your parents go in and yell at the teacher, or did your parents yell at you? And yelling is not even the important thing. Did they stand up for you, or did they stand up for the teacher? And I would suggest, certainly when I went to school, that my parents assumed that the teachers were telling the truth. Now, more often than not, Junior comes home with a note from school in which the teacher is accusing Junior of disrupting the class, and Mom and or Dad go into school and yell at the teacher and think that their precious little child is not being treated fairly. This sort of thinking has gone to an extreme in all forms of education, to the point where the self-esteem movement, which began in California and has now sadly gone national, has got to the point where kids get awards for showing up. I remember when my kids were in elementary school, there was assemblies once every two or three months, and every member of every kid in every class got an achievement award of some kind or another, thus rendering every achievement award, in my opinion, meaningless. Because if you actually don't earn it, what have you really achieved? So that is the topic today for most of today's show. When Holly Flanders joins us, we might just talk about skiing because I have the rare privilege of having a former World Cup and Olympic champion with us who also has a son who is about to ascend to the top of the medal podium sometime soon. At least we hope so. So David Weber wrote about in the column, Professor David Weber, how so many of his students could not handle written criticism on their papers. He teaches communications, and actually it's communication. There's a big difference between communication and communications. So when he would point that out, the kids would often be upset. You're hurting my feelings. We're talking about 18, 19, 20-year-old young adults. Now, if they can't learn to take some criticism from a professor who's trying to teach them to be a better writer or a better student or to understand the subject better, what's going to happen in the real world? What does the real world do? If you don't do well, you don't get promoted, you don't get raised, or you don't even get to keep your job. Yet so many of these kids are just not prepared. One of the people that commented on this the blog of mine, or the column, was a former Army veteran who put in a very, very intriguing comment about how many of the recruits that he trained would just be incredibly hostile or defensive when he was correcting them on literally life and death situations. So even those that enlist in the Army many times have come from this sense of entitlement, the sense of you're good. You know, that whole thing of, what was it, I'm okay, you're okay. You know something? Sometimes what we do isn't okay. Sometimes what a young kid does in school is not worthy of an award, and sometimes it's maybe worthy of punishment. And I would assert that most of us actually learn more from our failures than we learn from our successes. How you pick yourself up and get back on the horse defines who you will ultimately be as a human being, not getting an award or a gold star because you showed up. I think you can tell I feel a little bit passionate about this. So I'm done with my little rant for the moment. Wayne Levine will be joining us shortly, and I'm sure he will have words of wisdom, as he often does, as he joins us and takes me on in his inimitable way. It is time for a break, so stay tuned after these commercials for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine.